Not fear of the neighbor's chatter. I had no care for country gossip. 'Twas something else. I had come to hate her, you see. I had come to wish her dead. And that was what held me back. I believe that there is another man inside of every man, a stranger, a conniving man. And I believe that by March of 1922, when the Hemingford County skies were white and every field was a snow-scrimmed mudsuck, the conniving man inside Farmer Wilfred James had already passed judgment on my wife and decided her fate. 'Twas justice of the black cap variety, too. The Bible says that an ungrateful child is like a serpent's tooth, but a nagging and ungrateful wife is ever so much sharper than that. I am not a monster. I tried to save her from the conniving man. I told her that if we could not agree, she should go to her mother's in Lincoln, which is 60 miles west, a good distance for a separation which is not quite a divorce, yet signifies a dissolving of the marital corporation. And leave you my father's land, I suppose, she asked, and tossed her head. How I had come to hate